Friday, July 29th, 2016. This is Michael Longy with the New England Patriots news feed. Day 2 of Patriots training camp kicked off in the rain on Friday morning, with plenty of fans braving the showers to come and watch practice. Quarterbacks Tom Brady and Jimmy Garoppolo switched roles in today's practice, with Garoppolo getting the majority of 7-on-7 snaps and Brady taking the reins for most of the 11-on-11 drills. According to several reports, Garoppolo completed the best pass of the day on a deep sideline throw to wide receiver Chris Harper during the 7-on-7 drills. Tom Brady showed off his trademark fiery competitiveness during drills, culminating in him taking off his helmet and slamming it to the ground after a couple of incompletions in a row, as well as an interception to close out the 11-on-11s. The force of the slam was enough to knock the internal pads out of Brady's helmet and scatter them on the ground. One interesting highlight came from the Bill Belichick media availability, when a reporter asked Belichick if there was any scenario in which Jimmy Garoppolo would start over Tom Brady when Brady returned in Week 5. Belichick, who had made it a point on Thursday to say that Brady would be the starter in Week 5, quickly shut down the reporter's question and shook his head, even muttering, quote, "Jesus Christ," unquote, under his breath. Pro Bowl linebacker Jamie Collins returned to the field on Friday after missing Thursday's practice. Bill Belichick told the media that Collins' absence on Thursday was excused, adding simply, quote, "He's here, no issues." Belichick wasn't the only person delivering quality soundbites on Friday. When Rob Gronkowski was asked about whether Jimmy Garoppolo is a better scrambler than Tom Brady, Gronkowski simply responded, quote, "No one makes better scrambled eggs than me," end quote. New addition Martellus Bennett also made an interesting comment when asked about getting reps and building chemistry with both quarterbacks, stating, quote, "I've dated two girls before, but that was the old Martellus," end quote. Other notes from the second day of camp include offensive lineman Shaq Mason being taken off the physically unable to perform list and present at practice. Logan Ryan and Daron Harmon are still wearing red non-contact jerseys. Fullback James Devlin continues to get work with the tight end group. And the starting offensive line for the 11-on-11 drills on Friday morning was, from left to right, Nate Solder, Joe Thuney, David Andrews, Jonathan Cooper, and Marcus Cannon. And finally, wide receiver Julian Edelman was hit with a paternity suit by Swedish supermodel Ella Rose on Wednesday. Rose filed documents in a Los Angeles court alleging that Edelman is the father of her unborn child and she is now 5 months pregnant. The couple reportedly had a casual relationship for about 2 years, and on Thursday, Edelman did acknowledge that the child is indeed his, according to Boston's CBS affiliate. The players will be putting on the pads and doing their first full contact drills and fully padded practices on Saturday and Sunday, and we'll be right here on Monday to recap all of the weekend action. That's it for today's Patriots news feed. To get even more up to speed on the four-time Super Bowl champions, follow clnsradio.com on Twitter, at clnsradio, and on Facebook at facebook.com/clnsfans. And be sure to subscribe to the CLNS Radio Patriots New England Patriots postgame show, as well as the Patriots Beat podcast feed on iTunes and Stitcher. This is Michael Longy for Patriots Newsfeed. We'll talk to you on Monday.